This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
I believe there's more to John than meets the eye. Now, you see, all the characters in the Bible are supernatural. You got to understand that. This guy is, like I said, his name is not John Smith. He doesn't just live 48 years and then die of arachnophobia. They're special. He's supernatural. The Antichrist is supernatural. I put it to you, he's already dead. He's already lived and he's coming back. The two witnesses are, they've already lived and they're coming back. The Bible is a supernatural book. They're not just regular run-of-the-mill people. Same with Elijah. Same with John the Baptist. All right, now you say, where's that, Esposito? Let's look and find out. The Gospel of John, chapter 1. John chapter 1, verse 6. Look what it says. Now there was a man sent from God, whose name was John. Seems like no biggie on the surface. But let's dig a little deeper. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. Okay, there was a man. He was sent from God. Let me change the wording a little bit here to really make your head spin this morning. I'm here to make your head spin. Okay, let's change it to help you understand this text. Anything. There was a man sent from the police station whose name was Richard. Where did Richard come from? The police station. There was a woman from the adoption agency whose name was Betty. Where did Betty come from? There was a woman sent from the florist whose name was Fran. Where did Fran come from? There was a man sent from God whose name was John. Where did John come from? God. Let's expound on that. The word for from is the Greek word para. It's not the normal word from. It's the word apo. This is the word para. Para means alongside of. Take any word. Paralegal. Paraclete. That's a proper name for the Holy Spirit. Or a lawyer, an attorney in Greek. Means to be called in alongside of. Parallel. Paramedic. Paranoia. Noia means mind. Paraphrase. There's many of them. Here, we have a man sent paratheu from alongside of God, whose name was John. Could that possibly mean what it says? You bet your sweet bippy. It means exactly what it says. Exactly what it implies. John is supernatural. not just run-of-the-mill man, flesh and blood, everyday man who lives and dies a nondescript life. He was sent from alongside of God. Can you hear it now up in heaven? I don't know how to whistle. John, you're up. That's not what it sounded like. How about this? Elijah, you're up. Elijah, behold, I'm going to send you Elijah the prophet. He's going to turn the fathers back to the children and the children back to the fathers. And I've got nothing more to say about it, God says. 400 years later, over here, John's going to be born. Such an important thing, he shut his father's mouth for 9 months and he couldn't talk. For just saying, really? Is that going to happen to me? And when he comes, he's going to come in the spirit of Elijah and he's going to turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children and the children back to the fathers. My point is, certainly, let's grant this guy, there's more to him than meets the eye. Is everyone in agreement with me there? You think I'm crazy still? Turn with me to Matthew chapter 17. Red letters in your Bible. If you call me crazy, you got to call your Lord crazy. And I don't recommend that. Certainly, admit there's more to the kingdom of God than you understand. You don't have to understand everything. You receive it by faith. You understand that God's bigger than you are and knows more than you do. But he loves you so much he sent his son down here to die for you. We don't understand all of it. Matthew chapter 17, verse 10. The disciples asked him, that's Jesus, saying, why do the scribes, that's the Bible translators from the Old Testament, why do the scribes say that Elijah has to come first? You all know the reason for that. Because the Old Testament said it was going to happen this way, right? Now Jesus answers the question. Matthew 17:11. Listen to what he says. Jesus answered and said to them, indeed, Elijah is coming first, and he will restore all things. Now listen to verse 12. But I say to you that Elijah has come back already, and they did not recognize him. Do you see that? Matthew 17, 12. Elijah did come, but they didn't recognize him. And they did to him whatever they wished. Likewise, the Son of Man is about to suffer at their hands. Verse 13. Then the disciples understood that he was speaking to them about John the Baptist. What a mystery. Who in the world is John the Baptist? Now to make your head spin even more, you got John 1:21. They came up to him and asked him, are you Elijah? And he said, no, I'm not. So Jesus says, he is Elijah, if you're willing to receive it. John says, I'm not Elijah. It's time to start hitting my own head with this thing. Lord, help me out here. Who is this man? Jesus says this. This is another verse to write down. I think I put it on the, I hand wrote it on the bottom of the handout. Matthew 11:11. Listen to what Jesus says. Assuredly, I say to you that among all those born of women, there has never risen one greater than John the Baptist. What a praise is that? The Son of God says there's never been a greater person ever born that's greater than John the Baptist. What a praise, isn't that, Bill? What do you think Jesus thinks about John? Wouldn't you love him to say that about you? You'd have no problem going to sleep tonight, would you? But yet, God demonstrates his own love toward you in that while you're still sinners, Christ died for you. He does care that much about you. He died for you, shed his blood and died for you because he loves you that much. And I'm going to prove it to you by reading the rest of this verse. Surely I say to you, among those born of women, there has never risen one greater than John the Baptist. But he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets in the law, that's all the Old Testament, all the prophets in the law prophesied until John. Now, Matthew 11:14, listen to the Son of God. Listen to what he says. He says, if you are willing to receive this, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Meaning some people just won't accept that. We're not talking about... See, don't let Indian mysticism corrupt your thinking. God is supernatural. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Wow. That's John the Baptist. Really, we're looking at 3 points with him real quick. The person of John the Baptist. Number two, we've looked at that in depth. Number two, the ministry of John the Baptist. And number three, the humanity of John. Now let's move on to the ministry of John. Back again to the original prophecy, Malachi 4, or chapter 4, verse 5. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he will turn, there's his ministry, the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers. So he's going to restore people. He's going to restore families, faith. Luke 3:3 reveals also the ministry of this man. He went into all the regions around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. So the ministry of John was to tell people to repent. Because the time is coming real soon where someone else is going to come and I'm not even worthy to untie his shoes. Preaching a baptism of the repentance for the remission of sins, as it is written in the book of Isaiah the prophet, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Let me move on here. So the ministry of John was to prepare the way for the Lord Jesus, soon to follow. And let me say that you and I have similar ministries today, and that you are preparing the way for his second coming. John prepared the way for his first. You, everyone here in this church, you got the same ministry. You're preparing the way for the second coming. 2 Corinthians 5:20, it says, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. Imagine that. You know, you go to the United Nations, you got an ambassador.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for for WGOD Radio.